Cards Daily is presented by Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
Another big opportunity in prime time. It's going to be nice against our old coach. You know, so it's going to be a lot of emotions going in. I know he really wants to come in and play well.
And here we go, because as we all know, Monday night goes beyond the football. Monday night loves the matchups. Paul Calvisi with Cards Daily and azcardinals.com. On the field, well, that's easy. It's Cardinals and Jets. But it's on the sidelines, where it's Bruce Arians against former Cardinals defensive coordinator Todd Bowles.
He knows us a little bit better than I know his offense. And it always adds to the chess match when you know someone fairly well. And, they're doing some things a little bit different than they did here. They got great personnel up front.
Out of the second half, Todd. Nice job, baby.
It's always intriguing to get into it and study tendencies and those type of things. Personalities are bigger than tendencies, though.
And there's the intrigue.
As soon as he delays, you make the undercall.
Okay.
Get back.
What does BA know about Todd Bowles that maybe Bowles doesn't know about himself and his own play calling? Or what has Todd Bowles known about BA ever since he played for him at Temple? Or maybe that's just the inherent risk, as BA said on Friday.
You can't change much, you know. We know what he does. He knows what we do. He knows the names of them. So it's a matter of just going out and let your players play. Don't try to overcoach it.
But if you know Todd Bowles, you know one thing about his defense, even though it might have taken us Arizona media types a little longer to learn it than we should have.
Aggressiveness, you know. He came not very ballyhooed by a lot of guys in this room. You know, sometimes you know what you got, and I knew what I had. I knew where he was heading, and knew wouldn't have very long. And from the days he played, he knew what I wanted. And that was the pressure people.
And with the Cards 2-3 and the Jets 1-4, there is plenty of pressure all the way around, especially on that Cardinals O-line. With both starting guards now out, Evan Mathis on IR and Mike Iupati.
Mike Iupati has a sprained ankle. Don't know when he will return, but it was very good news that it was a sprained ankle.
Not good news going against that Jets defensive front, says B.A.
Defensive line, this is by far the best defensive line, I think. You know, the Rams are different in their speed factor with Aaron and Quinn. But these guys are all big, physical, and a bunch of them.
Which brought up the topic of the Cardinals' defensive front, fresh off that 7-sack game at the Niners, with a pass-rushing package of Alex Okafor and Marcus Golden on the outside, Chandler Jones and Calais Campbell on the inside.
It needs to be every week. It needs to be every weekend. We need to be dominant up front every week.
We have good chemistry. We play well together. And then I really like what we're doing now, where he comes down inside, you know, and being able to play, you know, off of each other. You know, we run games together, run games away from each other, and just try to keep offensive lines guessing what we're going to do. And it's really been nice.
Continue to just play hard and do your job. Don't get out of the box and try to do too much. And I thought that was the message we hammered home last week, and it was successful. So hopefully it'll show up again this week.
And speaking of sacks and showing up, don't forget that Kevin Minter had 1.5 sacks at the Niners, but both Minter the linebacker and quarterback Carson Palmer are still in concussion protocol. So we'll leave you with the latest from BA on Cards Daily.
Feel like Carson and Kevin were both past the protocol in the morning. They're in the last stage with that.
With Carson, what's the last step for him? What in that protocol?
Not really sure. Because he looks great, and then practicing is another one without symptoms.